wiki websites and collaborative fiction writing. How can Wikiversity participants work collaboratively to create new fictional stories? This is an audio session based on the content at en.wikiversity.org, page Virile Male. That's V-I-R-I-L-E, capital M-A-I-L. Virile Male is a science fiction novel that was written collaboratively at the Fiction Wikia. There are also similar fiction writing projects at Wikiversity. This audio resource is designed to be a question and answer session, which is a description of how the Virile Male story was created. This conversation is between Wikiversity user J.W. Schmidt and
user Devichito.
Much of the Virile Male story was written by user J.W. Schmidt, and four of the chapters were written by
Devichito.
Now we'll have a question and answer session about the creation of the story.
Okay. Who was the first writer of the story, and what was the original title?
The person who started the story was an editor who had not registered a user account. The IP address used by the creator of the story seems to be assigned to the U.S. Department of Transportation. So we've had quite a bit of fun imagining some bored government employee who started the story. And at the beginning, it was just a story about some guy driving to work at a top speed of 135. The original title of the story was just We Need a New Title, which was later shortened to WNANT. And it actually took a couple years before the participants collaborating on the story actually came up with the title Virile Male.
Now, what was the story initially about?
So initially, the story involved a short description of some guy who had a boring job that involved monitoring a computer network. And after the first person started that short story idea, another editor who also did not have a registered user account and just edited as an IP address from Canada added some additional content to the story, and that addition was to have a strange event occur in the computer network that the main character in the story was monitoring. And it was about that time that I noticed the existence of the story, and I added some more content for the story, expanding on the idea of a strange event in the computer network. And I was basically asking the question within the story of what could have caused the mysterious disruption of the activity of the computer network.
And where did the eggplant come from?
So as the story started out, it was sort of a little mystery story of strange goings-on in a company somewhere that had a malfunctioning computer network. And after the story had existed for a couple of weeks, another editor joined in, and that was Eric119. And he wrote into the story a strange experience for one of the computer programmers at this company. And he called this strange experience the attack of the eggplant. So at that point, the story was getting a little bit more robust, and the main character's name was modified from just Joe to Joe Deonet. And at that point, the story was more than just some bored employee watching a computer network. and it had become a story about several mysterious events occurring within this computer company and happening to Joe and other people working at the computer company.
Why did you decide to make it into a science fiction story?
So at that point in the development of the story, the idea of a mysterious eggplant of some sort dropping on one of the computer programmers at this company was a little bit hard to fit into a coherent story. At that time, I was working on a science fiction story that involved the idea of aliens visiting Earth and having been present on Earth for millions of years, but never revealing their existence to the people of Earth. So I decided that I could modify the story about the eggplant so as to imagine that this strange object, this eggplant that had fallen on a computer programmer, was possibly a small spaceship or other flying vehicle that was a craft that could carry very tiny artificial life form. So I started writing into the story the idea of nanorobotic life form that could be riding around inside of a small craft about the size of an eggplant.
Did you get to a writer's block before I came in, and why?
So initially there was about half a dozen people collaborating to write the story, and as the story grew and became more complex, we had some challenges arising from trying to coordinate the activities of the multiple authors. One of the things we did was start what we called a meta page. So we created a special page for discussions of how to develop a plot. So eventually, after about a year of off and on development of the story, further work on the story essentially came to a stop. And for me, a major part of the difficulty in continuing the story was that participants would show up and make contributions to the story that were very difficult to fit in to the existing plot elements. So I did become frustrated. It seemed like a challenge that people would just drop in stray ideas into the story, and it was a very difficult challenge to try to incorporate them into the story. Now, of course, that's the way the story began, was just by a number of people adding in more or less random ideas to the story. And eventually out of that, we were able to create basic plot of a mystery surrounding strange goings-on in a software development project. But with time, that method of further elaborating and creating the story, just adding in new random elements, really was no longer viable. So that's where we got stuck. And it was only after you came along and left a message on my talk page that we were able to get back to continuing the story from where it had gotten stuck.
Okay. Where did you learn about the science and nanotechnology for making the story?
So I had been interested in nanotechnology for quite a while. I think my main introduction to the idea of nanoscale machines came from reading Eric Drexler's book called The Engines of Creation. So Drexler was one of the original popularizers of the idea of nanotechnology and nanoscale machinery, very tiny devices, submicroscopic devices. And I'm a biologist, so I have a long-standing interest in the microscopic components of biological organisms, and I was interested in the idea that it might be possible in the future to make use of nanotechnology to produce very small artificial life forms. And that was sort of what we needed for the story, was we needed a very small form of alien life that could fit into the mysterious eggplant object that had been written into the story. So my thinking about very small artificial life forms grew out of what had previously been popularized by Eric Drexler and out of my own interest in living organisms and the question of whether artificial organisms could be created that are actually smaller than naturally occurring biological organisms.
How was the title finally selected?
So one of the last elements that actually got added into the story was the title, Viral Male. And we spent a large amount of time trying to figure out a good title rather than just using the working title that was, we need a new title. And a major part of how we finished the story and came up with the title depended on using internet relay chat for discussing how to complete the plot of the story, and we had quite a few chat sessions in which we tried making up various titles for the story. And our goals were to have some kind of a balance between having a title that was relevant to the plot of the story and the content of the story, but we didn't want the title to give away the mystery of the story. So the story still is basically a mystery story. The reader does not know until very late in the story what's going on, what the eggplant was, why everybody in the story is behaving so strangely. So we didn't want the title of the story to give away the plot. And one of the elements that was written into the plot fairly early, within the first few months of development of the story, was the name of the software development project that the main characters in the story become involved in. And that's, the project was called Virile Male. And the, that name for the project is explained in the story as having arisen by a translation error from a Eastern European language into English. And it's supposed to be the description of a new email software application, but it got warped into this funny name, Virile Male, M-A-I-L. Finally, after many sessions of trying to come up with a good title, many IRC chat sessions aimed at coming up with a good title for the story, we finally realized that we had this funny term, Virile Male, already written into the story, and we could just use that as the title of the story. So the only way that the story really got completed when it did, which was about 3 years after it was started, was because you came along and found the story and sort of reactivated the process of developing and completing the story. So how was it that you came to the story and discovered the story?
Well, I'm very glad to know that I could help finish the story. The story, well, I have found it in the first months of me writing at Fiction Wikia. It was one of the first stories I found there because I am very interested in science fiction topics. I am a very big fan of Asimov. And I started browsing that section in the archives. First, I got attracted for the title. We need a new title. I thought it was a good title anyway. And I started to read the story. Then I liked it even more when I knew it was about computers. It is a topic I am very interested in, given that I am a software programmer. After that, I told my mother to read this story. She also likes science fiction stories. We both were amazed that such good novels could be in a three-week wiki, and she read the story to the end, which was incomplete at that moment. So she said to me that I should try to contact the author of the story in order for him to complete it. She thought that the story was so good that it was a must for it to be full. So I asked some admin sysops at the fiction Wikia about the author until they told me that it was J.W. Smith. He was not very active those days and had abandoned the story. So I posted my message on his top page and I told him to complete the story. And he answered the most strange thing in the world to me. He told me that he could only finish the story if I could help writing it. I was amazed, given that I am no native English speaker, but anyway, I agreed. I have had a hard work trying to start my own story written in full English, The Search for Caliph, because my other stories were just translated from my native language, which is Spanish. So I thought I would give it a try. And after all, it was very interesting and fulfilling for me. It was something very good for my writing fiction. I learned a lot about it, helped by John W. Smith, which is a very good writer of science fiction, I think.
Okay, that was a description of how a science fiction story was created collaboratively at a wiki website. If you're interested in writing, fiction writing, come along to Wikiversity and join one of the fiction writing projects.